For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Hope everybody's having a fine afternoon. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're all pleasant and accounted for. Pleasant and accounted for. I like that.
What the hell?
I grabbed the wrong pair of glasses, so I figured I'm going to go with them.
I'd look over. Like, what the hell?
I was waiting because I knew you hadn't seen it.
I'm doing a show with Huey Lewis in the news. What the hell is this?
Yeah, I just looked up right now.
Ebony,
I just noticed.
Ebony and ivory.
No.
You are the sun.
Way back Wednesday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have a Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of vibe going with those on. Are those the ones you got from the golf tournament?
Mm-hmm.
The cheap ones from Jim Beam?
They were in the side pocket of my backpack, and I reached down to get into the actual backpack to get my glasses, and instead I came up with these.
My wife, I gave her the pair that I got because I can't wear sunglasses because I wear stupid regular glasses.
Because the future's so bright?
Mm. And I gave her that pair, and then like 2 days later, I looked, and they were in the garbage.
What?
And I was like, that's what you do. I give you high quality sunglasses that I got for free at a golf tournament, and you turn around and throw them away.
High quality sunglasses that you got for free.
You're an ungrateful woman.
Because they say, Nick, why would you be critical of them? You don't think they're high quality just because they say Jim Beam on the side?
Love me some Jim Beam.
Me too.
Is that what they say?
Actually, I mean, I'll drink Jim Beam.
Can you read that, Barry? Do they say Jim Beam?
They say drink smart.
Okay, what's it say?
Jim Beam.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, they are Jim Beam.
You almost sound like the water boy there.
Why?
Because you said high quality H2O. Oh. You were high quality the sunglasses.
That's right.
Bobby Boucher. So what's up, fellas? What's going on?
Not much, man. Feeling pretty good. Got a good amount of sleep.
Okay.
Ready for your vacation?
I am I'm
Joel
pretty
and
excited.
I are ready for your vacation.
I bet you guys are. What's the lineup like next week?
Have no idea.
It's Raheel on Monday and Thursday. Randy McAvoy of Channel 2 on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Bringing in the big guns.
Tried to get Billy D. Washington. He's out of town.
That was
so
a good
we've
get.
Got we have opens on Wednesday and Friday we're working on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Sounds like a good lineup so far.
Not bad.
You and Raheel, y'all are going to fight a lot, I
no,
feel like.
No, we've been friends forever. So,
oh, really?
Back when he and Nuno were doing a basketball podcast.
No layups, right.
Yeah, I was filling in with No Layups.
That was a podcast that
quite
they did?
A while. Yeah,
yeah. It's called No Layups.
Yep.
And they did it at a table that had a little picnic table cover on it.
Are you trying to talk bad about their podcast?
No, not at all. Why would I remember the name if I was talking bad about it? I would have just ignored it and not known what it was.
Okay.
Just like KJ used to do Cougars Tonight. KJ that called yesterday, he swallowed his phone and talked from inside of his stomach. That KJ.
That's exactly what it sounded
like. Threw it
like
back up and swallowed it again. Yeah. Threw it back up and swallowed it again.
And then,
because it was, the clarity would come back for like 15 seconds. And then
I texted him. I was like, bro, appreciate the kind words. The ones I could hear. He goes, I know, man, my phone sucks. Man, you got to get off that cricket,
bro. He and AJ
bro.
With phone problems yesterday.
Got to get off that cricket.
Your boy couldn't.
What?
Your boy's home button wasn't working yesterday.
I know. That's why I had to take the picture of him being the eye and penis. If you haven't seen that, you need to go to AJ is the Real
on
Twitter.
Funny.
That was very funny. He had a great idea to do that.
Funny until some ass clown said, hey, I bet that was directed at Barry and Joel.
And I was like,
just my thoughts. Go back to thinking about other things.
I was like, bro, I took the picture.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. I had to tell him, I hate to break to you, but I'm the one that took the picture. pretty sure it wasn't directed at us.
Yeah.
Big dummy. And apparently, driving home, I flip over to the Blitz just in time for him to go, or for Fred to go, well, they're, you know, they're building a community of their listeners. And I was like, oh, hell, now what? I knew it was about us. I just knew it. So I asked AJ, I was like, what the hell did I miss? What crap has been talked that I need to be aware of? He goes, just somebody had like texted or tweeted or whatever and just said that you guys are trying to copy us. So apparently,
yeah, we're trying to copy the Blitz. Blitz?
Yeah. Wow. They said that we're on this show, we're trying to copy the Blitz.
Nonsense.
And my first thought was, and I told AJ, I was like, apparently you guys are the only ones that can get angry at people and talk about your day. I'm guessing that's why we're trying to copy them. They're the only ones that can
talk a lot about gambling.
Oh, a ton about gambling.
So that's where they could get us for sure.
But I was like, in my mind, I was thinking, I would love to take that as an insult, but, you know, I wouldn't mind being the number one show in the city. So, yeah. That's a great goal. What's wrong with that?
I wasn't insulted. I just think it's nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Now, if they were to say we were trying to be like, oh, I won't shoot shots.
Yeah, it's too early. 2 days in a row, too early for you.
To get salty?
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever. If that's what you think, then that's fine. I mean, you know, it's whatever. I don't know.
So it must be a slow sports week going on.
Why?
In this town, because Lisa came home asking me, what's up with DeAndre Hopkins? I'm like, did he get hurt? Is he okay? First game's not till tonight. She goes, no. There's this huge thing that everybody cares about. Is he or isn't he dating Iggy Azalea? I was like, who cares? She's like, no, that's a big deal. Everybody is on it. Then I get on Twitter and I realize she's actually tweeted about it and said, oh, there's clarity, because there was a back and forth evidently between the two of them on Instagram in which she said they were definitely dating. And then he followed it up by saying, your boy is single, essentially. Mm. So appreciate y'all caring. But then Tyler just told me that since then, that there must have been another discussion, because first I think she started pouring her heart out that she'll never find love, and I guess she was upset about all this. Now, his original tweet is gone, that he's single, and that everything seems to be worked out. Who cares?
My thing is, I just don't think she's hot.
She's got ass, but that's...
No,
she's
but
got
that's
way
the,
too much ass.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I saw the picture on Barstool Sports, and it looks like she got her ass done, because...
Oh, I'm sure she did.
It does? Wait, what?
If you look at the Barstool Sports tweet, and you look at previous pictures of Iggy's behind, dude, it's...
Iggy
or Iggy, whatever.
Iggy
Azalea.
Iggy's pop. Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. I think that's...
Look at the Barstool Sports tweet, and then look at other ones.
I think there's some artificial intelligence going on in what happened to
Photoshop,
her backside.
Or Photoshop, one of the two.
Because the junk in the trunk
is it from
has
K.
changed.
Marco Barstool?
Let me find it.
Yeah, because I've always felt like... Yeah, she had work done.
Yep.
I can see.
Yeah, it's either that or Photoshop.
No, it's because she's on stage. She definitely had work done. I just feel like if...
It's Kimmy K-ish.
I'm not going to be mean. I was salty yesterday. I'm going to be nice. She's just real hippie. She's got too much hip for me.
But like...
It's just my personal thing, but
Kim's had more work
too much
done
hip
than a construction site. And yet she came out the other day... And I guess she was going on one of the late night shows, and they show her walking from the car into the studios, and they're like, Kim has been on this huge workout program, and she's lost everything. And then you look at it, and it's so obvious and disproportionate that she goes from this like waist the size of my wrist to like hips and ass for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And you're like, you know, that's just not natural.
So next segment, I have a question for you guys. I'm gonna hip you to a really cool chick on Instagram.
See what you did.
Yeah, you like that? And I want your opinions on a particular post that she has. So everyone get your Instagrams out, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna give you a name. Well, first go follow me because you know, I'm cool. But at Barry is funny.
Don't follow me because
you don't use it.
No.
So basically there's this big debate going on that is what's sexual? And I want to get you guys' opinion on a picture on Instagram on what's sexual and what isn't.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'll even like tweet it or just tell you guys where to go on Instagram if you want to see.
You tell us where to go pretty much twice a show.
Yeah.
All right, we got plenty more to get to. The number, if you want to reach us directly via text or phone call, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call and text that number, or you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Fasten your seatbelts. Away we go. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
John and Lance here from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. Sometimes it's a buyer's market, sometimes it's a seller's market, but it's always a renter's market. So if you're considering a move or just tired of paying your mortgage, why not rent your home and have someone else pay your mortgage?
Listen, renting can be a fantastic long-term investment, but maybe you're not sure what to charge or how to find the right tenants. That's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. For one low monthly fee, they will do all of that for you. They find great tenants in just 17 days on average, and they are your professional landlords who will manage your property 24/7.
They'll collect the rent. They'll handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free.
No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. All you've got to do is call 713-224-RENT. That's 713-224-RENT, or go to the website renterswarehouse.com.
Because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Just getting started. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll be simulcasting with SportsBet 94.1 starting at 3. Blitz will do that as well all the way till 7. So you guys will get added bonus coverage there. But we do appreciate you fastening your seatbelts and coming along for the ride. We were just getting going on how we normally do it. I know some people get offended by that. But we were just kicking it around and talking about some things. And Barry brought up a little bit about the term sexual.
Yeah. So go to everyone get out your Instagrams. Get out your phone. Yeah, except you. You don't have the Instagrams. Mm-hmm.
Have it. I don't use it.
Well, that's true. You should start using it. Now, what you're going to want to do here, folks, is go to the search feature. And you're going to type in its_JuliaRose. All right? its_JuliaRose. Nick, are you doing this?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Julia Rose, she's a Instagram model and a fitness instructor. She used to be here in Houston. She's moved out to L.A. At one point, a buddy of mine, Jonathan, who runs Enigma Photos, back in the Houston game day days, we did this thing where we had 16 hot chicks over 16 weeks of a football season. So I'm just giving you the background on how I met this chick. I'm not just some random creep that just followed her. I mean, I am,
right?
But not this particular follow. So I know her from that contest that we had with the 16 chicks, and she was one of them, and that's how we got connected and everything. So I've been following her on Instagram for a while. It's a good follow, by the way. It's not something you're going to be upset with if you go out and follow her. I'm showing Joel right now since he's not on Instagram.
Yep.
All right. The very first picture that she has is a picture of her in a pool. Okay? Now, I don't know why what's wrong with the internet? I mean, we are the Blitz. What's going on about this bitch about the internet? But so she's in a pool. Okay? Now, she is bucket naked, so she has no clothes on. I did that because I was going to tweet it out. So this is the picture of her, all right? She's in a pool overlooking the ocean. She is completely naked. She's laying on her stomach on the side of the pool.
She's pretty outstanding.
Plenty side boob going on here. Plenty of side boob. You can see her buttocks, all right? And it's kind of half in the water, half out. And then she's got her hair in front of her face, and she's kind of like holding her hair and making a sexy face. I mean, would you call that a sexy face, Joel? Would you say that she was making a sexy face with her hair?
I didn't know which face you were talking about when you zoomed in on something
not,
else.
Not her butt face, but yeah, her face.
Kind of a sexy face, yeah.
So she posted that picture and people are like, oh man, this is super hot. Oh gosh, this is so great. And then one weirdo dude was like, she said, somebody said something about, your page is basically just turning into porn. First of all, like, what's the big deal if it's turning into porn? What's your point?
Yeah.
But she said, that's funny that you thinking nudity equals porn. Please Google porn and then please tell me where it's on my page. A woman can be naked without it being sexual. Now, I was with you. I was with you, Julia Rose.
Until that last part.
I'm kind of like, well.
Especially when your bio reads, always in a gym or in a bikini, sweat with me.
Yeah, because she's a fitness instructor.
So what?
So she does like personal training. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, ooh. And then this chick on her feed, I was trying to read all the comments section. It was pretty good. She said, yeah, free the women body. Show them that women can be naked without it being sexual. And then just because somebody said, pretty sure if you're naked, that's sexual. She said, just because you're attracted to it doesn't mean that it's sexual. That's exactly what sexual means. If I'm attracted to something and it turns me on, guess what? It's sexual. I don't care what it is. But if it turns you on and you're attracted to it, am I off base here? And thinking that if you're naked in a pool with your butt in the air and plenty of side boob, your hair in your face, and you're kind of grabbing it all, you know, I'll say it all hot, like, because it's hot. It's sexual.
Now,
there's nothing wrong with that, but just own it.
Okay, I noticed, though, that you're concentrated on that first picture.
Oh, there's plenty. Because she's a free the nip kind of woman. She's going to let them out.
Picture four, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can't think of it as sexual. Picture four,
on a bed.
She is on her back, eyes closed, tongue out, hands covering the nips. With a guy's feet, I'm assuming.
That's the photographer.
Straddling her.
Yeah, how do you get that job?
Right at the hips. It doesn't look like she's wearing a darn thing.
I need to get my boy Jonathan from Enigma Photos. He's another quality follow on Instagram. That's how she used to take pictures with him. Yeah, she's I was like, she's a cool chick, and I definitely worth the follow. You should definitely follow. But
she's a free spirit.
But I just don't understand how you're going to say that you in a pool with your butt in the air isn't sexual. That's the very definition of sexual.
And if it's not, four photos later, it is.
Like, if you were wearing overalls and, I don't know, working on a car, that might not be sex. Like, if this was a, like, you know what would make this not sexual? Is if there was a fart bubble in the pool. Then that, to me, I would be like, oh, yeah, that's definitely not sexual. That's definitely not hot. She farted in the pool.
I'm pretty sure a lot of guys would look past that.
Yeah, really? I would agree.
Yeah, say maybe some.
If there was a fart bubble, you'd be like, yeah, I'm still going to.
Uh-huh. I'm sure. I think there is plenty.
That would still be hot to
you? Absolutely.
I mean, I know there's fart porn, which is really weird.
I was just going to say, is there a category
there
for
is
that?
A fart porn, yes.
No, there's not.
Yes, there absolutely is. That's there used to be a thing called cake farts.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
No, Google. I'm not even going to Google that.
It was a chick that would sit on a cake and fart, and that was the porn. But, yeah, like, that's, like, if you're, like, if she was sitting on the pot or something like that, but, like, that's okay. That's not sexual. But this is the very definition of sexual. But my favorite part of all this is not the picture or the arguments that went on. Some dude named Michael comes in and goes, yo, he tags Angelo. He goes, yo, this is the Bermuda grass I was saying I wanted in my backyard. That was the absolute best part. Like, in the far distance, you can just see, like, this little thing of grass.
That's the best part. Jeez.
So yeah, it's _JuliaRose and at Barry is funny. Go follow those two people on Instagrams. Because I'm gonna be taking pictures all week in LA, making it look like I'm super important. So
Bushwick Bill says you are.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the week,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to get quite the following of celebs.
You think?
I do.
You know what I thought about doing? Now, this is something that I can't take credit for this. Mike Liebeschaw came up with this idea, but this might be the time to do it. He wanted to do a prank show where you just go up to random people that look like a celebrity and take a picture with them and be like, oh, look, it's me. Like if somebody came up to me, they'd be like, look, it's me and Ed Helms. Or look, it's me and MC Search. And just take a picture and you're like, what? No. And just do. So I might do that while I'm in L.A. And I'll have to give full credit to Liebeschock for it. But I might just go up to random strangers and be like, oh, my God. And then just take a picture with them like they're a celebrity. And try to find people that look like a certain celebrity. I might do that. That might be kind
of
fun.
Some of them might actually roll with it.
I think they would. I think they actually would.
They'll take pictures and sign autographs. You should do that. Get their autographs.
There are people that do that.
Well, that's their job. They're not trying to hide
it. Super Bowl that was the Tom Brady lookalike?
Yep.
Oh, he rolled with 100%.
But was he intentionally?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm saying if you just walked up to some rando on the street, just out of nowhere, they're like, you know, just out there eating a sandwich and waiting on the bus, and you're like, oh, my God, it's Jack Black. And then you click, and you're like, dude, I'm a big fan. I wonder if they'd be like, I'm not Jack Black.
Or even better, just say, look who I ran into on Hollywood Boulevard, and put the picture without saying a single word. Like, not comparing him to anybody like that. And then just watch the comments of, is that?
Be a really close lookalike, though. Yeah.
That's why I think it would be better if it obviously wasn't the person, but kind of looked like them.
Right.
Yeah. I might do that. I don't know. I've got to ask Shock if I can have permission to do it.
I'm sure he's fine.
He owns the copyright on this.
Barry was going around trying to convince everybody that he was McLovin at not last year's Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl before that.
I was going to say, yeah, you could go back to Man on the Street in it.
Dude, that was so fun.
That was so much fun.
Somebody commented on one of the videos the other day.
Really?
Yeah. That was almost 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Damn.
Two Super Bowls ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
No doubt about it.
I'm gonna do that again.
Hey, by the way, I want to throw this out there because this is also one of those, like, I know, was it Danny Amendola or whatever was the pitcher in New York for the Little League World Series that year that blew everybody away and they found out he was 23? Or he was way past his age? So, with the Post-Oak, you guys remember that?
The what?
The Little Leaguer from New York that blew everybody away that year and then they found out he was, like, 23?
Yes.
So, I turned on the TV this morning on ESPN and I realized that the regular programming is not on because there's still some series to decide teams that are going to the Little League World Series. Pitcher from Iowa is 12. You want to guess his shoe size?
No.
Because it's going to be depressing.
Oh, my God.
How does a 12-year-old have size 15 gunboat kicks?
That's like Chiefs head coach.
Andy Reid?
Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yeah.
That is the best.
Yeah.
Have you seen Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick?
Oh, my
Nicholas.
God.
I'm going to find it and tweet it out.
The old two-bar helmets? You know those old two-bar helmets?
I want the people to see it.
Andy's nose is six inches past the second bar. His head is that enormous. And obviously, we know he has a little bit of a weight problem. But back then, he was massive. This kid from Iowa pitching, same thing. 12 years old, he's probably about 6'6", 240, and he's got size 15 kicks, and he got lit up. So he sucked? Yeah, and he sucked. I was expecting this guy to, like, knock the catcher into the backstop. He got lit up.
I can tell you, Andy Reid in the punt, pass, and kick didn't suck.
Nope.
He had a cannon.
Yeah, he won it.
All these
he?
Other kids, and would go, like, 20 yards. He's all, ooh, and it was, like, 55 yards downfield. The pros are like, sign that cat up. That dude is, like, young, but he looks like Andy Reid now in the punt, pass, and kick.
Only
in a
with
kid's
longer,
uniform.
Like Trey's hair. Only he had kind of Trey's hair.
I'm gonna find it. @Barry's funny on Twitter. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna tag you in the tweet too.
Danny Almonte, by the way, was that pitcher from New York in the Little League World Series.
Yes,
and he ended up playing minor league baseball.
Did he really?
Yeah, he just had to give back everything that they won that year in Little League because he was 23.
Yeah, that sucks.
All right, we're rolling along. Just the first hour in the rear view. Plenty more still on the agenda. Again, we'd love to have you join us. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. By the way, guest today, Sarah Barshop, leading up to the Texans opener tonight. The Texans beat reporter for ESPN, 315. And of course, we're going to start this week with our man, Sigmund Bloom. He is our fantasy football guru. A lot of you are getting ready for drafts, so we'll have Sigmund on as well at 2:30. Good show lined up. Always better because of you. Back with more. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Stop.
And bring back Madonna.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday at the usual suspects headquarters, where we will be double covering tonight. Astros tonight. Texans Chiefs tonight.
Texans Chief for one or two series, right?
If that.
I'm going to watch the first team go, and then I'm out. I'm going to the Astros.
I definitely will be watching Astros. I hope Deshaun Watson doesn't play at all. But I would assume even if he plays, they're going to run really quick hitting plays and handoffs so that nothing happens to him. But I'm interested to see what Mahomes does, because they said basically he's had such a backwards camp and so screwed up, and that he's calling the wrong plays and he's really looking right at receivers and things. Because remember now, he was drafted ahead of Deshaun Watson, and Kansas City gave up a little extra to get him so that they could get him as the after Trubisky, the second quarterback of that draft. And we already know, obviously, it was still a somewhat small sample size, but we know what Deshaun brings to the table. So you know that, hey, you're going to have to give credit where credit's due. If Deshaun continues to perform like this, Rick Smith gets credit for that one. And then to see the fact that Kansas City, who got rid of a better-than-average quarterback in Alex Smith for Mahomes, jury is still definitely out. So we'll see.
I'm excited that Sarah's going to join us, because I kind of want to find out what is it that we should be looking out for. Like, what are some of the position battles, or what is she hearing that the Texans are really focused on going into this preseason game? So that way, because I think it helps as a fan if you know, hey, this is what they're evaluating, or these are the things that they're thinking about that's going on. It gives you a reason to watch. Otherwise, it's just boring. I don't think I've ever made it through a full preseason game, because I just get like,
The second half is just guys really trying to make a career for themselves, but it's bad football.
Even game three of the preseason, which is the one where the starters play the most, everybody knows that. I'll bail like midway through the third quarter. I'm just like, I can't do this. It means nothing. It's meaningless. It's like trying to watch a spring training game in baseball. I just can't do it. I can't.
I'm interested
in the battles, but other than that, no.
But if you were going to, before we get Sarah on here, because she can break down a lot of this for us, having covered the team in West Virginia, I would say big things for me, how improved is that offensive line? Because it's so important with Deshaun back, right? Because they did make a lot of changes, brought in new personnel, but I'm not sure how much better it
got. Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. I don't know if I would say it's improved, but different. They've made a lot of changes.
Fair.
But you might be right in that it can't be any worse than it was last year, so it's got to be a little bit better. So I don't know how much better it's going to be, but it can't be any worse. So it might be that we settle on improved, but that doesn't mean, if you go from a 2 to a 3,
right?
It's not, what does it really matter?
I mean, other than that, look, depth at running back, Lamar Miller, who obviously because of the quarterback situation too, I think that was part of the factor in him kind of stepping back a little. But with Foreman and his injury, which is a very important injury with your legs when you're talking about a running back, to see what they have as depth at running back. I think the secondary, because obviously they moved Kareem, and it's going to be interesting to see, what role he plays and if he can still play at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Joseph, a year longer, which means longer in the tooth, but also older in the legs, to see what he's got.
Somebody asked about that on Twitter. They were like, what do you think about the Texans going after Eric Reed as a safety with Tyrann Mathieu? And I feel like, obviously, they played the different positions. Tyrann Mathieu is going to play more. He plays more in coverage. So he's going to play free safety. He's going to play cornerback. Reed is going to play strong safety, play against the run a bit more. But I feel like if you did that, man, that would really shore up the secondary to where it's not even a question of is Kareem Jackson going to be okay at safety. You wouldn't have to worry about it. Or you could drop Kareem back as their free safety and move Tyrann Mathieu up as a cover corner.
I'm gonna shock you.
That would not hurt my feelings at all. But they're never gonna do that because of the protesting, which is my answer, because Bob McNair's never bringing in a guy that has that stigma attached to him as a protester. He would never do it.
It helps that his little brother's not only on the roster, but a lot of people think he's gonna start right away. So and they say he's one hell of a player. Lance even said he's first round talent that they got in the third round. So that's a big get right there. But yeah, that guy should be on a roster somewhere. He really should. Just too good. But I'm hearing that Kareem might be a guy that might be on the bubble a little bit.
That would surprise me more because I would have thought it would have been Jonathan Joseph.
Yeah.
But maybe
we'll
not.
See. But that's why I'm saying that's another reason to keep an eye on the secondary. And then if your name's not DeAndre Hopkins, what else are they with receivers? You know, where are they? They obviously can't stay healthy. When they're healthy, they have a hard time catching the ball. And tight end, because tight end is a vital position, especially when you've got a guy like Deshaun that likes to extend plays and run around. His dump downs and his check downs are involving tight ends a lot, and we know that they have a complete redo and restart on the tight end position. So there's plenty to watch, and obviously on the defensive side of the ball, there's still plenty there. I don't expect JJ to play much, either. If at all, and I don't think he should. But it'll be interesting to see a lot of things. So I'll check in for the first quarter or so, but then I'm going to be flipping
back. You're
going
to watch a whole quarter?
I think the first quarter I'll watch.
Good luck with
Depends
that.
On when the second and third straight
I don't know if I'll consistently watch a whole quarter, but I might watch a whole quarter going back and forth like when the commercial breaks. Like I might watch almost an entire quarter.
I'm
going
to watch the first two series, and then I feel like I'm out.
That's it?
Yeah.
You're giving them two series?
Two series. That's it.
Show me something.
Good or bad? Interesting or not, I'm out.
But you can flip back and forth.
Damn it, I forgot to watch Hard Knocks last night.
I didn't.
Damn it.
Joel was talking about it yesterday. I forgot about all the personalities. Would you DVR it?
What did I miss? Well, just tell me.
I recorded it, Nick. I recorded it. And the quality.
I said DVR. I didn't say VCR.
No, I'm doing this for Barry's sake. I not only recorded it, but the tape quality was just unbelievable.
He's so stupid.
It was Scotch brand. I always enjoy Hard Knocks. I thought the only one that really sucked was the Rams. But I got to ask about Baker.
Anything?
Did Baker do anything?
There's some good stuff. There's some good stuff with Baker. Jarvis Landry is one hell of a talent. I think that people forget that because he was kind of buried with a Dolphins team that was below average. But you think Odell Beckham Jr. makes catches one-handed and things like that. This dude, between practices and scrimmages, the catches that he makes, wow. But they're just getting started. I think the biggest storyline was Hugh Jackson, the coach, lost his mom and his brother within the same month, a month ago, and how he dealt with it and how they dealt with it internally with guys coming into his office and him talking to his family and trying to be there when he also was trying to get his team going. There's a really passionate speech at one point where you can see they're having one of those days, you know, when camp's about a week in and everybody's dinged up and guys are dropping balls and aren't doing what they're supposed to do. And you can see they try and capture Landry kind of fuming, but he just doesn't seem like he's all that mad. And then when they go into their position room, he goes, "Can I just say something for a second?" And he lights them up about if you ain't hurt, you better be on the field. And if you can walk, you can play. And if you can play, you can practice. And you better start practicing because I don't know what happened in the past, but we ain't doing that anymore.
He lights up. Who does he light up?
All the receivers.
Oh.
Because there were a couple guys that were just kicking it on the side. And it is cuss-laden, but I liked his intensity there. But this is one of those deals where I really do. I hope they do well this year. And
For Hugh Jackson's sake, too.
True.
He's probably on the bubble.
Because you got a new GM, and normally the GM likes to pick his own guy, but they rolled him over to keep him associated with this team. And the other thing is, if everybody's expecting this to be like the Jets and they're banking on Baker to be Sam Darnold, Tyrod Taylor's the starter, and Tyrod Taylor can play for them. They like him. So I don't think Baker's going to get a lot of looks this year. But it's good. I like the way it started off. They did a lot on the RV.
They've made progress, right, if they win one game. I mean, they didn't win a single game.
Honestly, from an analytics standpoint, like
we were talking about the Texans' offensive line. If they win one game, they are a much improved team. By 1/16th better than they were last year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win a few games. I'll be honest with you. I think this is a team that could probably...
Four games, maybe?
No, I think more than that.
I was going to say five.
On paper, they look good. I like
What's the over-under on their wins? Do we know?
I don't know, but some people are projecting them to be a playoff team.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it right now.
I'm telling you right now, there are people projecting
them to be a playoff
team.
This happens every year when people watch Hard Knocks, though. They're like, oh, this team is going to be great because the way that they edited it. It's
The Browns on paper is always deceiving.
But this was before that show even aired. There are people saying the Browns are a sleeper playoff team, and some people bold enough to say they think they're going to be a playoff team. I wouldn't go that far this quick. This is like the Lakers next year.
So I said five is what I thought the Browns would win this year. You want to know the Vegas over-under according to oddshark.com?
Sure.
I don't know when this was published.
6.5.
This was August 9th. Oh, well, that's updated today.
5.7.
No, 5.5. So five and a half is the over-under on games. Where are you going? I'm going under at five.
That's what I said. I said five. I said four. You're going under, I said 4 wins.
Yeah, so you're going to go under at four?
Absolutely.
You taking the over?
I think it's right at five. I would go so with you're going five
under.
Wins.
You're going
so I'll
under.
Go under. Yeah.
The five and a half is
yes,
the
so I'll
over.
Go under. Okay. Yep. Yeah, but it'll be fun
do
to
you
watch.
You want your Packers while I'm here?
Yeah, they're 10.
I'll take under.
Yeah. I won't.
Okay. And the Texans
bite
are
your tongue too.
The Texans are at 8.5. I'll take the
say
under
that
on
again.
That.
That's the hardest one to predict.
It is.
In my
what
opinion.
Is the Texans?
8.5. If they're healthy, I'll take the over.
I agree with that.
But I don't know that they'll
again,
be healthy.
But
this
that's
year.
That offensive line.
Yeah.
He can be
Watson
all world,
healthy,
and if no one's blocking for him,
yeah.
That could be a huge problem because they're not going to be able to advance the football unless he keeps making miracle plays.
Highest over under is the Patriots at 11.
That's not unexpected.
No, that doesn't shock anybody, I believe.
Tommy, this could be the falling year.
Cardinals
for
are
Tommy. At, I think he could fall back a little bit.
Cardinals are the same as the Browns at 5.5.
There's another one. Josh Rosen, for as good as everybody thinks he is and is going to be and everything else, they said that Sam Bradford's looked great. And Sam Bradford, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, he'll start.
Bradford? You almost got your Milwaukee out there.
Oh, God, don't you know? You betcha. Watch that Sam Bradford guy. He can throw it a little bit.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The pilot in the back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep in hour number one, 3 hour show. We call it the big show. It is indeed The Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, Joel. I know you guys are all pumped up because the PGA Championship is underway. So there'll be plenty of golf to discuss between now and the end of the week. It's fantastic.
Yay.
Tiger even par. Came back from a rough start to get to even. Not bad for the
I feel
first
like
day.
Tiger's just a tease. He's one of those. He's Julia Rose on Instagram. He just teases you, and then he was like, it's no big deal, guys. It's just golf.
The thing
and then you get all excited, and then he craps
the bed.
Were
you aware he's having back issues again?
What?
There were two.
Such a shocker.
No, but there were two articles written on the front page of ESPN.com today about his health and his back, and I'm like, he was rolling, and after two rounds last week at Bridgestone, he was in the mix. He was within a couple shots, and I'm going, I never heard that. I mean, I know it's not... He's not the Tiger of old, but I never heard... I knew he crapped the bed the last day, but I thought that was just bad golf. I didn't think that was his back. I hadn't heard any of that. So,
yeah, I hadn't either. So, listen, several tens of people have tweeted at us and said, hey, the stream is down. The app is not working. I'm also getting text about that. Like I said, the tweets are coming in nonstop. So we are having a technical difficulty with that, but no big deal. You can go to the website. Just go to ESPN975.com. There's a link right there that says watch us on live stream. You just click play right there in your browser, and you can listen to the show. So ESPN975.com, and you get to look at how sexy I am. So it's not just you get to listen. You get to see how hot. I mean, like, I'm just
And when
like,
you realize he's lying, you can just listen. You don't have to watch the stream. You
bitch.
Could just...
And there's producer cam.
Yep. Bitch. No, there's no producer cam.
Yeah.
No, why nobody wants to see that.
How about you put it on producer cam the whole time?
Because
huh?
I own huh? my ugliness, huh? and I don't want people to see that.
This is why I'm hot.
This is why you're not.
Wow.
Nick.
See.
But, yeah, you can see Pac-Man Joel in his glasses.
Not the sunglasses.
Not the sunglasses. I missed that. That was in the first
You yeah. always have to just magnify it, concentrate on the things that you know annoy me.
Oh,
I can't
really?
Stand
you would never
glasses.
Do that.
No.
You would never do that. You would never do that yesterday making fun of my laugh. You would never do that, ever, would you?
I hate wearing glasses.
Would you?
I hate
he
it.
Does hate glasses.
It's not a big deal. I'm wearing glasses. What's wrong with that? I'm sexy
I mean,
AF,
look at
bro.
You.
I'm sexy
you pull
AF.
It off. I don't. I'd like to pull them off. I hate him.
Well, don't. It's not a big deal. ESPN975.com. That's where you can listen. Or listen on your radio like a normal person.
Well, but that could be an issue, too.
Get you a... No, our signal strength is... Viagra. Bam! It's great!
Viagra.
Just get you one of those, like, a little old,
is
like...
Is it, though?
AM, FM radios that's got the pull-out antenna that goes real tall in the cube and, you know... Just wiggle that thing around and
I always wondered,
tune
like,
in.
You know how people have the, you know, like when I was growing up at my school, a lot of my friends had trucks and then they had this massive antenna that went up in the air like 15 or 20 feet.
That was
like,
the white kids.
I was like, does it really give you a better reception? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I don't think so.
That was no.
Or
that was
they
for CBs.
Bend it like a rainbow and
put a
like
tennis ball on the end of it
and attach it to either the back bumper or.
That had to, there was no.
Yeah, I did kind of go to a school where there was a bunch of jacked up trucks and stuff like that. But I mean,
rah-rah, what is that, boy? Like, that was
just a Toyota, buddy. Sorry. Yeah. We're rolling Japanese here, player. Sorry.
Yeah. A couple of texts. Somebody said, I just want one episode of Joel and AJ.
Everybody has wishes and dreams.
That ain't happening.
Nope.
I can tell you right now.
That I can tell you, too.
Not, and it's not an episode. It would be a show. We aren't a sitcom.
Good point.
Yeah. If you guys still have an opening for Friday, I suggest this dude I've heard of. His name is Barry Laminack. He can be a little savage, and he has questionable wardrobe choices, but the kid's got some heat. What the hell do you mean questionable wardrobe choices?
The kid's got some heat? Is that how he ended it?
Yeah.
We need more experience than that.
He's only been doing it.
Yeah. We need more. Sorry.
6 years. When did I win Rock the Mic? Was it 2013?
Don't catch me.
I wasn't
me
paying
lying.
Attention.
I don't know if it's 2012 or 2013. I don't remember.
You won something?
Yeah. I hate how you're saying the word naked. That's the atrocity of this.
You just
segment.
Said naked. It differently that time for that person.
Yeah, I did. Because I don't feel... Was I saying naked wrong?
I feel like you say it on purpose like that, though.
Like when I say catch, it pisses people off. That's why I do it. Instead of just saying catch, if I say catch, people lose their mind when they listen. Yeah. So I'll do that on purpose. Just
down
to piss
here,
people off.
Transplants. And we know there's a ton of them.
Naked.
They prefer, naked.
Naked.
Yeah.
And I just say naked.
Yeah.
I didn't know that transplant. I thought down here they say it like that. Naked.
Down or here, not like the naked way and cement and all that, that's acceptable. But when you get the transplants who naked up where I'm from or neck, the naked doesn't.
Do you say cement or you say cement?
I say cement.
Okay.
Down here cement. They say cement.
You say cement?
Barry says
cement.
Yeah, all the time.
That's that cut and shoot. Lingo that you got. You can't get away from that. I'm telling you, bro.
That's how I was raised, man. My mother had her own way of speaking, and that was a family thing, and I feel like it was just a regional thing. So, we said weird things like cement, or, you know, we don't say cement. Isn't that what you say?
Mm-hmm. I say cement, too.
Cement, yeah.
Cement.
Because we're normal.
Yeah. Well.
It's very true.
I know both of you. Neither of you are normal in any way, shape, or
That's
form.
That's not true.
Let's see. Where was the other one? Joel, I will sit in for Barry on Way Back Wednesday. My song selection can't be any worse than his. LOL, Barry, enjoy your vacation. That was from Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
By the way.
I'm taking it in the shorts week after week now after a good
even
run.
From Troy, who's like the nicest. Is that Troy, like the one that was here, Troy?
I think so.
Troy?
Yeah, I just know Troy? Nick and the bots have put together quite a run.
Wait a second. Troy's on Twitter or text?
That was a text.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
What the hell was I going to tell you? Yesterday, before we went off air, I asked you who won the poll, and you said me.
I thought you did.
You won it, buddy.
I did. I know.
You got that poor-ass sympathy vote again.
Dude, not only are
that
they
crybaby-ass...
You don't get it.
...vote.
Not only does he have bots, but they're timed out, so they know when the poll closes, and they make a late push. That's how he keeps winning.
I let the poll go for 3 hours, I still win. I let it go for an hour, I still win. Hour and a half, what can I do?
Like, stop using your bots, and you.
I'm not
what you
using
can do.
Bots.
I swear to God, if we get one more text about the
Barry, you do know that there's certain hashtags.
I knew it was going
to
make you mad. That's why I warned
this whole
you.
Thing down. Huh?
I'm not sure you're aware of that, but there are certain hashtags and emojis that spur the bots.
Oh, really?
That's how Nick's winning every week.
Yep. No, not true.
Yep,
you
I'm like the Warriors.
Bastard.
I can't go away. Oh, just keep winning.
Are you like the Warriors?
Yeah. Every now
are
and
you?
Then.
Are you? I do question how you end up winning because you always have to go last and you get the worst options for songs that are available. I swear if he comes through here, we're going to break. If he opens that door, go to break. We'll be back. This is no? Okay. I was like, what is he doing? It's okay. You can say something now, Raheel. What are you getting? What did you forget? No, you're here. What are you taking? You got to poop. Did you get a magazine? You got to poop. You just grab the magazine off the shelf.
Boy, oh, those you're going to shorts. Wow, man. He never.
Oh,
hey, I heard you were on a bike weird. The other day doing that.
That was
didn't turn out well for you?
That was Gilbert.
No? Oh, okay. That's right. Nice. Anyways, okay. Yeah, so we'll continue to roll on. If you have something you want to interject on the show and your name's not OU Mike, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call and text. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. As Barry said, we're very aware of what's going on technically around here. We're working on it as we speak. So hopefully we'll have something better for you when we come back as we continue to roll on. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. I'm going to tell you about them again because we know Mac is a staple in this community and he loves to reach out and help the people of Houston when they're in a time of need. Well, if you're in need for furniture, he can do that too because he has three locations to better serve you at Gallery Furniture. He has the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He has the Galleria area, and he has the mainstay I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways, which regardless of whichever of the three locations you hit up, you know that you're going to get solid wood, American-made furniture. It's going to last a long time. Brands like Stickley that do leather and upholstered furniture. Furniture for every room in the house, including rugs and things you put on the walls. They got it all right there, and they're going to take care of you. That means they're going to realize your budget. They're going to work with your style and design tendencies. They're going to show you what's on the showroom floor, and what you pick out is what you're going to get, and there's no back order slips. Buy today, get it tonight. It really is more than a marketing slogan. It's the way they do business. You buy it, and within 3 to 4 hours, it's at your door, and there's no back order slips, no waiting like there is at other furniture stores around town. You get it the same day, and you get that top quality furniture, and you also realize that exactly what Max says is exactly what they're going to do. That means that when you buy at Gallery Furniture, Gallery really will save you money.